chapter 5, verse 5.
But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
Amen. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Underline that word, nevertheless, because I want to title the message, Be a Nevertheless Person. Look at somebody and say, Be a Nevertheless Person. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, at thy word. Look at somebody and say that, Be a Nevertheless Person. Amen. I believe there's an anointing, a grace that's going to come upon your lives this evening to make you a nevertheless person. Amen. How many of you believe that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says here, we know the story. Peter had toiled all night. He had caught nothing. So everything that he could do logically, practically, with his experience, with his reason, he had done and he had caught nothing. What do you do when you have done everything that you know how to do and still you feel as if your boat is empty, your life has not reached anywhere, and you look like a total failure? What do you do? Here is Peter, having done all that he could, and yet he was still empty. And when the Lord spoke to him and said, cast the net again, he said, Lord, I don't know what, but nevertheless, at your word. Are you with me? It is people with this kind of attitude who see miracles in their lives. I want you to see miracles this week in your lives. Going back out of this church this evening, I want you to see the places where you failed. Naturally, you have tried your best. Logically, you have done everything that you can do. And there are situations that you're facing in your life where you have lifted up your hand and said, I can do nothing more. I've tried everything. I can't seem to break this addiction off. I can't seem to come out of debt. I can't seem to get my house completed. I can't seem to get my son healed. I can't see a blessing come my way. I've done everything. I don't know what to do. But let me tell you this evening, don't quit. Be a nevertheless person, because your miracle is around the corner. Obey God's word and you will see a net breaking catch of fish coming your way. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There are addictions that you think, how am I going to break free from this? Depression that you can't shake off. A sickness that you prayed for healing and still has not manifested. Anybody here with me this evening? What do you do? There are two things that you can do. Either you can get discouraged, get bottled up, and sit in a corner in your house. Or you can give up. That's what normally people do. But situations like this should make you have this attitude of Peter. Say, nevertheless. Nevertheless, nothing has happened in the past. I've been in the Lord for so many years. I haven't seen the revival that God promised me He would allow me to see. But nevertheless, nevertheless, it doesn't matter how my situation is. Nevertheless, Lord, you have promised me and you are true to your word and you will bring your word to pass and work a miracle upon my life. It is to nevertheless people, the blessing and the miracle and the supernatural manifestations of God are going to manifest forth. Praise somebody, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at David. He had to face this giant, the Goliath. Everybody turned away. The whole army of Israel turned away. The shepherd boy, who just had 5 smooth stones and a sling in his hands, was a nevertheless person. Are you with me? Amen. To the situations of your life, I want you to add nevertheless. I don't want you to give up hope. I don't want you to give up faith. I want you to add this word, nevertheless. Praise the Lord. David faced this Goliath. He would have been a nevertheless person. He would have said, yes, yes. Logically, I don't know how I'm going to bring this giant down. I don't know physically how am I going to do this. Nevertheless, If God be for me, who can be against me? If God is working for me, who can be against me? My God will fight my battle. He will take care of my needs. He will meet, hallelujah. He will meet me when I go down into the valley of battle, and He will give me victory. Nevertheless, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever situation you're facing, God wants you to be a nevertheless person. Add nevertheless into your life. Are you with me? Amen. You can either add nevertheless into your life, or you can add no way. No way. No way am I gonna pass this exam. No way am I gonna see my daughter get married. No way am I gonna see my housework getting completed. No way am I gonna see a healing manifested in my life. Either you can be there, or you can say, nevertheless. Look at somebody and say, nevertheless. Say it with an attitude. Say it with faith. Say it with hope. Say it with life. Say it with a smile. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, shake them and say, be a nevertheless person. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me hear your voices. Let me hear your voice. Look at two or three people and say, nevertheless, this mic doesn't work, but nevertheless, I'm still going to keep preaching with this mic. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes it seems like your enemies are too big for you. You're facing a legal situation in your life. Sometimes it feels like your dreams are taking longer to be fulfilled. What do you do? What do you think Abraham and Sarah would have done? If they had not been a nevertheless person, God promised them a child, and they waited so long. Nothing is happening. Abraham says Sarah's womb was good as dead. But they didn't give up. If they had given up, they would have missed out on God. Are you with me? If they were going to be practical and look at what the doctors had to say and look at what the natural, biologically, what the body, the way the bodies were functioning, they would have given up. Are you with me? Nevertheless, hallelujah. Romans 4 and verse 18 and 19 says, hoping against hope, Abraham believed in God and he staggered not in faith. Hallelujah. So give glory to God, and he saw the promises fulfilled. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hoping against hope. There is a hope against hope. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In every hopeless situation, you can hope in God's promise, and God will manifest His glory and bring through a supernatural manifestation upon your life. If you believe that, lift your hands and give a shout to Jesus this evening. Wonder what the 12 spies, who had gone and seen the land. 10 of them came back and said, giants are too big, the walls are too high, too many battles to fight, let's quit, let's go back. But two of them said, nevertheless, God is with us. Are you with me? What would have happened if these 10 people had influenced the rest of the congregation into this one word called nevertheless? What would have happened? If all 10 of them had gone forth and said, nevertheless, God will give us, a whole generation of people would have walked into the promised land. Can you imagine that? When you go through life, when you go through situations, don't have this no way mentality. Looks impossible. It looks impossible that I'll get out of debt. Nevertheless, are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I still remember the first time I saw. Can you hear me in the back? Is that okay? You can't hear? None of you were hearing what I was saying. How many of you can't hear? Can you lift your hands? You can't hear. You can't. In the back. So why are you sitting in the back? Why don't you come forward? So he didn't hear all that I spoke till now? How many of you heard the word till now? I didn't hear the message so far, Pastor, but nevertheless, I understand. You were pretty dramatic on stage. I understand there was something happening. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of Jesus. Look at somebody again and say, be a nevertheless person. Be a nevertheless. Be a nevertheless. Can you hear me now? Be a nevertheless person. Look at Joseph in the Bible. In the scriptures, it says in the book of Genesis 41, Pharaoh had a dream. 7 fat cows were being eaten up by 7 lean cows. I feel like an Indian when I speak about cows. 7 lean cows were eating up the 7 fat cows. And Joseph began to interpret that dream. And he said, 7 lean years will come, which will eat up the 7 good years. How many of you know that in life there are good years and lean years? There are good times and bad times. How many of you know that? How many of you have lived long enough to realize there are good days and bad days? There are beautiful seasons in life and ugly seasons in life. But how would you survive the bad days, the tough times? The secret is that don't allow the lean cows to eat up the fat cows. Are you with me? All the memories that you have of the good times, don't allow when you go through a bad time, a season of ugly season, a bad season, don't allow that to eat up the good times that you've had. Have this in the bad times. Nevertheless, if God was there for me in the past, God will take me through the season and bring me through, and I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are times, I know, as a pastor, you look at people and sometimes you feel like going to somebody and telling them, listen, please brother, please sister, maximize your good time. Minimize your bad times. Have an upper room experience. The upper room of your head. Once again, let the Holy Ghost, a spirit-controlled mindset come forth upon your life. A spirit-baptized brain. Where you can think the way that God thinks. And you can have this attitude of an overcomer. Where you can say, nevertheless, in this bad season, I'm not going to give up. Because my God will see me through. And I will come forth victorious. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't allow the bad times to eat up the good times. In your mind, in your head, in your heart. Somebody said you need a checkup time and again. From your neck up. Look at somebody and say checkup. From neck up. You need a checkup from your neck up. Some of you, the way that you're thinking, you're going through a bad phase and you've given up all hope, you've given up all faith, and you're just waiting to roll over and die. You almost written your obituary column. You want me to just give you the final ride. Some of you come like this. But this Sunday morning, let me encourage you. There is a nevertheless attitude and an overcoming attitude that God wants you to have, because your God is for you. You will not taste defeat. God will give you victory. The giants will depart. The walls will come down. Jordan will part. Jericho will fall down. You will inherit your promise and the blessing of God you will enjoy, because your God is for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got to understand from scripture. How many of you have read the book of Charles Dickens called The Tale of Two Cities? Well, some of you have. Yes, we all have. Most of us have. There is a saying that he says in the best of times, and it was the best of times and the worst of times. It was the best of times and the worst of times. And so it happens in believers' life. Sometimes it is almost like it's the best of times in certain ways, and it's like the worst of times in certain ways. That's where you need the nevertheless attitude. Are you with me? In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, Paul writing to Timothy said, in the last times, perilous times will come, or troublesome times will come. In the last days, tough times will come. Perilous times will come. But in the book of Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel prophesied and said, in the latter times and the later days, the glory of God will be manifested. He shall pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Are you with me? So look at it. God's word is on one side saying there's going to be bad times, perilous times in the world in the last days. On the other side, God's word is saying it's the best of times, because the Holy Spirit of God will be poured upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We are in that kind of situation where you got to know, you got to have a Holy Spirit anointed mind, a brain, and you got to know your God is for you. In the tough times, in the bad times, your God will give you victory if you begin to have this nevertheless mindset. Add nevertheless to your vocabulary. Nevertheless, my God is for me, and I will inherit the promise of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, looks like my sister is pretty old. She's increased in age and no marriage proposal has come. Nevertheless, God will bring somebody into her life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All through the 10th standard, right from all the exams, on Christmas, everything, my child has been getting 10 out of 100. Nevertheless, she's going to get 70 or 80 out of 100 in the final exam, and she's gonna go through. Nevertheless, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No good business deal has come up all through the year. I was trusting in the favor of God, hoping something good would happen. Nothing has happened so far. Nevertheless, we still got November and December to see the miracle of God and to see a great opportunity in business coming through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody said a formula for success. Formula for success. The formula for success, the man of God said, was 3 + 5 = 4. 3 + 5 = 4. The three Hebrew children in the burning furnace, the fire was there. But 3 + 5, that time, the fourth person, the Son of God, was in the fire. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. You want to see the Son of God manifested in your life? Most of the time it is not when you go to Bible college or come to church on a Sunday morning or you are in a time of fasting and prayer. Many a time it is when you're going through the fire, you're going through a trial. You cannot explain it to people. You don't know what to do, but yet the fire is not killing you, because the revelation of Jesus comes forth. He steps into the fire and the glory of God sets you free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything minus Jesus is equal to nothing. Look at somebody and say, everything minus Jesus is equal to nothing. But nothing plus Jesus is equal to everything. Praise the Lord. Somebody say that with somebody who's got nothing in your pocket, say that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing plus Jesus is equal to everything. Everything minus Jesus is equal to nothing. The formula for success is, even if you have nothing, a bad time, nevertheless, you hold on to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You have everything in life. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't allow the lean years, the bad times to eat up the good. You remember Joseph? The book of Genesis, you will find in the 42nd chapter, when the famine had stepped into the land, there was no food in the world. And people from every parts of the earth were coming down to Egypt to get bread. And Joseph was in charge. And while he was in charge, he saw his own brothers come forth in front of him. Are you with me? His own brothers. And the Bible uses this incredible verse there. It says there, when Joseph saw his brothers, he remembered his dream. What would you have remembered if you saw your brothers who rejected you, who put you into that pit, who stripped you of your clothes, who sold you into slavery? You would have remembered the pain. You would have had bitterness in your heart. You would have been angry, upset, and you would have said, now the ball is in my court. I will show you how I can play. But the Bible says, when Joseph stood there and he saw his brothers come in front of him, he remembered the dream. He remembered the dream. He remembered the promise of God. He remembered the dream that God spoke to him. Are you with me? He went through temptations. He went through a time when Potiphar's wife tempted him, took his clothes off. He was in a prison. He was in captivity for years. The person whom he helped out in prison, who promised him help when they got out of prison, never helped him. Notwithstanding, nevertheless, when finally he was in that position of blessing, and when his brothers had come in front of him, the Bible says he remembered not the pain, not the struggle, not the battle, not the challenges, not the hurt, not the bitterness. He remembered the dream of God. Lift your hand and say, I need to remember, Holy Spirit, this word, nevertheless, the promises of God. I need to remember the promises of God in my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. There are so many people who lose their destiny. You know why? Because all their thoughts are about the hurts that they've received, the pain they've gone through, the bad times they've gone through. And that's all they can speak about. That's all they can think about. What's the definition of unforgiveness? Or wanting revenge? What's the definition of it? I'm gonna drink this poison so that my enemy will die. I'm gonna drink this poison so my enemy will die. That's what happens when you keep bitterness and unforgiveness and wanting this revenge in your heart. How many of you know that you can never get ahead by getting even? You can only get ahead by forgiving. How many of you are with me this evening? Come on. Am I preaching good? Is this helping somebody? No one can get ahead in life by getting even. You get ahead in life by forgiving, by not harboring unforgiveness and bitterness and revenge and mindsets of, you know, wanting to hurt somebody and all that. No. You let go of that and you remember the promise of God. You remember that God is for you. You remember the destiny that God has kept for you. And you say, no, it doesn't matter what I'm going through. Nevertheless, with my God, I can overcome this challenge. I can climb over this mountain. I can cross over this river. I can see the destiny of God fulfilled upon my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Joseph had every right to be offended, but he remembered the dream. Look at somebody and say, remember the dream. Imagine you are going into a forest. Imagine you are going into a forest and a snake comes and bites you. A snake comes in, bites you, and the snake goes away. Either you can have this mindset, snake bit me, I'm gonna go behind the snake and kill the snake. And with the poison in your leg, you're chasing the snake in the forest to kill it. Or you can just forget the snake. It bit me. It bit me. It hurt. But let me get to a physician. The great physician, Jesus Christ. Let me get across to the physician and see the healing of God manifested forth. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, my God will heal me. I can rush to His presence and He will deliver me and He will bring me through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This evening, a small word of exhortation. I want you to look at your life, the bad times, the good times, in your marriage, in your church life, in your ministry. How many of you know in ministry there are tough times? Where it's like, oh boy. You wish somebody else was there as a pastor and you could just sit there and enjoy a message and get somebody to lay hands upon you and pray. Tough times. In life there is. And amidst that, we have this nevertheless at your word. I will cast out the net, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes in prayer this evening. What you're going through, there might be addiction that you're trying to break, a struggle that you're going through, whatever, looks like everything is against you. Nevertheless, God is there for you. He loves you. He will see you through. Would you trust Him at His word and obey Him and say, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. This evening, I want you to lay your life at the feet of Jesus. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't say it is useless. I've tried this Christian life. I've not been able to walk in victory. I think I'm a failure. I don't want to go on. Don't say that. God's mercy reaches out to you. God's love reaches out to you. Nevertheless, I will stand for Jesus again. I will go forward. Nevertheless. 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 When your reason doesn't give you a solution, naturally there is no solution. We have a God who works miracles. One word from His mouth is enough to set you free. 400 years of slavery ended just one night with the blood of the Lamb being applied on the doorposts of those houses. 430 years of slavery, oppression and pain rolled away. Even this night, put your trust in the Lord and in His blood. Let His power reach out to you. Let His hand reach out to you. Maybe the doctor has given you a bad report. Maybe you're going through a struggle. Nevertheless, God can heal you. God can work a miracle. Maybe somebody has said you don't have many years to live. Nevertheless, God can give you a long life.